death is a transition, just like your birth. That's why you're so confused. You don't remember what happened. That's why we won't really remember our lives after we die. That's why there is no afterlife. If you think, oh, well, you know, there's nothing that happens after you die. There's plenty that happens to you. After the moment of the pronouncement of your death, I mean, your body continues to do things, and things certainly continue to happen to your body, and the rest of the world goes on just the same. So it just seems like it's a state at which you can no longer experience things, perhaps, or at least respond to them. You can no longer respond into this world. That's, I guess if you had to give a scientific definition, that would make the most sense, like a very accurate lawyer-type definition. Death is the point at which you can no longer apparently interact with the world. So I don't know if nothing would happen after death. There is life after death, just not yours. You have to accept that the possibility exists for death to be just a stage, as birth is. As every other stage in your life where, wow, I didn't remember. I couldn't believe that I used to think that way. You say that to yourself all the time. So, of course, there are always periods where you absolutely can't imagine how you ever had a different thought. Or how you ever had the thoughts that you did have. What if, for a day, everyone was completely honest with each other? Completely honest. Well, of course, social structures would break down, but if everyone was honest, then they wouldn't break down. But is the lie the thing that makes our lives interesting? When you play a video game, that's fun, that's interesting. But you're not actually experiencing it, you're just kind of half experiencing it. So in a sense, that's a lie. And that's fun. Well, what about when you're making love to the woman of your dreams or your husband of 20 years? How does that... As an experience, is that honest or dishonest? Maybe it's different every time. Maybe you can genuinely mean it. Maybe sometimes you do it out of spite or habit. Maybe you do it to try and get something, try and feel better about yourself, to try and let somebody else feel better about themselves, to give comfort, to get comfort. There are a million reasons why people do any given action. But does that mean that they're all right?
The dragon will come and you will all be slain.